From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. On Friday, Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee resigned from his job at the request of Mayor Lauren McClain. Now, that resignation came just hours after KTVB Television reported that 9 police officers had filed complaints against Lee and that the head of the Office of Police Accountability had recommended that the chief be suspended. Joining us today to talk about the story is KTVB crime reporter Alex Duggan. Alex was behind this investigation. Alex, I want to thank you so much for coming on our program today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
So can you start at the beginning for us, Alex? How did your investigation into this get started?
Right. Yeah, it was basically just a tip that I had received 5 months ago around the time that the OPA recommended that Lee be suspended. The tip was, hey, this memo came out and I just was working for 5 months to be able to get this memo. And it finally just all came together last week.
And you interviewed 2 former Boise police officers, both of them saying that they resigned because of the work environment under Chief Lee. What did they tell you?
Well, they told me, so they actually retired early, and a lot of them had spent quite a significant amount of money to retire early, as well as, I think it was 6 officers in total that retired early. But they told me that the alleged harassment and the alleged bullying and comments and stuff like that from Lee got to be too much for them, and they just couldn't handle working there anymore. One officer told me he sought mental health counseling because of it. And the other officer said, you know, like my department would come in to my office and cry, and they would just cry to me about what was going on because they couldn't take it. And a lot of these officers said that Lee was allegedly making comments like, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're an idiot, calling them derogatory terms, calling Boiseans derogatory terms. And those all came through like a bunch of emails that I had gotten as well.
Mm-hmm. And in your reporting, Alex, some of what these officers also told you, is it fair to say that, I mean, it could be considered bullying, I mean, from what they are alleging happened?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the basis of what they were saying. But they told me that it was along the lines of verbal abuse and not just bullying, but basically humiliating them in front of their colleagues in meetings, things like that. And also allegedly favoriting Portland officers that followed Lee back to the Boise Police Department over longstanding officers that have been there for a very long time. And, you know, this isn't just a couple of disgruntled officers that had an issue with the policy changes. Like, my sources, significant sources, have all corroborated that this was happening, and there is a significant amount of them that have said that. And it wasn't just a couple of officers that were mad. It was it was a lot of people that have said that this is happening. So
and a lot of these officers, Alex, were fairly high up, correct? I mean, they were captains. I mean, they, as you mentioned, had been there for a long time, had worked their way up through the ranks.
Yeah, there was, I mean, both of the officers I interviewed were captains. One was a captain of internal affairs, so he knew exactly what was going on. The other officers that retired, they were longstanding captains as well. It basically wiped out an entire command staff. And we know that, you know, officers or departments around the country are already short-staffed. And one of the officers I talked to said they were being worked to the bone. You know, they were overworked, and none of this really helped the situation at all.
And your story, which was published on Thursday about these 9 complaints against Chief Lee, came about, I believe, 5 months after the Idaho Press broke a story about another officer who claimed that the former chief, soon to be former chief, I should say, broke his neck while demonstrating a neck hold during a briefing. So can you also talk about that very quickly for folks who may not be familiar?
Yeah. So when I was at the Idaho Press, that was a story that came to my attention. It was a tort claim that Sergeant Kirk Rush had filed against the city of Boise because he said that they were all in a briefing and they were discussing the chokehold method that was later abolished. And Lee allegedly ordered Rush to the front of the room and without his consent, the tort claim said, placed his hand on his neck, shoved him down, walked him around the room kind of in like a mocking way. And then he heard a snap in his neck and felt extreme pain. Then said, you know, later the tort claim said Chief Lee mocked him about it. And then later on after that, he had to get surgery. And I believe that it was, he had to get like a graft from his sternum to be placed in his neck because his neck was, so messed up is what the tort claim said. So, that prompted basically a criminal investigation into Chief Lee, and that investigation resulted in no charges by the Clearwater County prosecutor's office because they said, you know, we don't think that the state can prove this beyond a reasonable doubt. But they did say that Chief Lee demonstrated aggression during that briefing, and you know, the letter went on to say like it was a very close call deciding to make that choice.
And he was never placed on leave during this investigation around this officer alleging that, that Lee broke his neck.
He was never placed on leave during that or the separate investigation from the Office of Police Accountability from the nine officers that filed complaints. So two investigations and resulted in no administrative leave at all. And that was confirmed through the city as well.
If you're just joining us, let me reintroduce our guest. We're talking with KTVB crime reporter Alex Duggan about the resignation of Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee. This happened on Friday, really just hours after Alex and KTVB broke this story about another investigation from nine officers. Alex, you spoke with Mayor McClain on Friday, KTVB did. What did she say about Chief Lee and this particular investigation that you uncovered the day before?
So she told me that Lee was never placed on leave because there was no violation of policy. And she said, you know, we're committed to transparency. We're committed to getting to the bottom of what is actually going on. This most likely warrants further discussion with the police union, with the Office of Police Accountability, with Chief Lee. And right after that, you know, I think it was about 5 hours later is when the mayor requested that Lee resign.
And what I find interesting about this, Alex, is this in this interview where she reiterated that there was no violation of HR policy, I believe. Did you ask her then, well, there are numerous complaints that are alleging that he broke someone's neck, that are alleging harassment, that are alleging, you know, verbal abuse. I mean, in other situations, a person would be placed on some type of leave while these investigations were going on. Did she give you any reason other than, well, no policies were violated?
No, actually not really. There are other officers that have been placed on leave for things that don't involve a criminal investigation. We just know that, and this is coming also from the previous captain of internal affairs, because he dealt with that too, is yes, we have to put officers on leave for certain things because it's a liability issue. And that has happened in the past. And, you know, Lee was never placed on leave, but McClain did say, you know, we had a third party investigate. We don't know who the third party is, but I think it was a type of firm, I believe, according to the memo, but she said we had a third party investigate. It resulted in no violation of policy. No further action was taken. But these officers said, hey, like, you know, we don't even know if there was a third party investigating at all because we were never interviewed again. So these officers that I spoke with said, if there was a third party investigation done, we should have been a part of that because we were the ones that issued the complaints. We were just never interviewed again. The only person that interviewed us was the director of the OPA office. So they were kind of concerned, like they were kind of, they said we were kind of in the dark, basically.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, when you pushed Mayor McLean on this, that there had been other officers where there was an investigation, they were put on paid leave. So why wasn't Chief Lee? What was her answer to that, if any?
It just was, again, like, well, the investigation into Chief Lee determined no violation of policy. And that's kind of the answer to the question that I got, which, mm-hmm. if the liability issue, that's basically up to whoever did the investigation. I don't really know, but that was the answer that I got, is, hey, like, we just determined that there was no violation of policy. The third party did their job, and here we are.
And Lee's resignation takes effect October 14th. So who is in charge now? And Alex, what happens next?
So the new chief, Ron Winnegar, he is taking the place of Lee. He starts tomorrow. And we will just see how that plays out. I believe that the mayor, in our discussion, she said, you know, this warrants further discussion. I believe that it's definitely going to have to warrant further discussion with the new chief. He was actually pulled out of retirement to do this. Mm-hmm. We'll just see how that plays out. I mean, I'm sure that they're going to have to come up with kind of a plan, because a lot of these officers are, their morale is, you know, really low, according to the people that I spoke to. So there might have to be a plan in place to get everything back on track.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I know how busy you are, so thank you for coming on and talking with us about this, this investigation. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it.
Well, we've been talking with KTV crime reporter Alex Duggan about the resignation of Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee. We will put links to Alex's reporting on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. And that'll do it for this episode of Idaho Matters. I want to thank you for listening. I'm your host, Gemma Gaudet. Samantha Wright is our senior producer, and our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. Idaho Matters is a podcast from Boise State Public Radio.